That's the Marketplace Index for Thursday, October 6th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow went up 183 points, 1 2/3% today. It closed above 11,000. To be specific, 11,122. No interest rate cut, after all, from the European Central Bank today, but it promised to lend banks any amount of money. Sky's the limit to keep the financial system running smoothly. S&P 500 up 20 points, 1.8%. The NASDAQ up 46 points, 1.9%. President Obama says the U.S. economy could use what he called a jolt right now. At a news conference today, the president suggested his nearly half-trillion-dollar jobs plan could be that jolt, protection for the U.S. if, he said, the situation in Europe gets any worse. Some experts think fixing Europe will require not a jolt, but a $2.7 trillion bazooka. That's the term floating around for a furious injection of capital that Europe might need to get ready in the coming weeks. Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff is the former chief economist of the IMF.
Well, they need at least that. I might even say 3 or 4 trillion euro. But it's not just a liquidity problem. It's not just a matter of pulling money together. They really need to change their system. They need a tighter fiscal union, regulatory union, to be more like a country, basically, than they are now, at least whoever's left in the euro when it's all over.
You think that maybe some of the countries will just have to fall out of the eurozone?
I think that's the inevitable end game of this. I mean, Greece, I think, is pretty at risk. Maybe Portugal, maybe Ireland. The thing is that they need a tighter union. It's not just about a $2 trillion bazooka. The Germans rightly won't go along with that unless they see more sticks and not just carrots. Really limiting the kind of deficits radically that countries can run, limiting radically the kind of deficits their banking systems can run.
I saw an article by billionaire George Soros. He was also saying the ultimate prescription for Europe is this fiscal union. But you know the politics, right? I mean, that means different European countries have to put up with a central government somewhere deciding how many teachers they can hire and how many firefighters. It's a tough direction to go.
It's a tough direction to go, but the fact is the euro was a half-baked idea. And always the intention, the rationale was that there'd be much greater political unity. They just thought they'd have 2 or 3 more decades to do it. American economists had worried about this for decades, and the Europeans said, no, we really want to do this. We'll do whatever it takes, but will they do whatever it takes?
Harvard's Ken Rogoff is co-author of The History of Financial Disasters called This Time is Different. And for the first time in recorded history, the average 30-year mortgage rate has fallen below 4%. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the economy. Now, it's tough to put the charisma of Steve Jobs into a single number, but it still has the power to drive sales of his biography, even though the book's not out yet. Steve Jobs, by Walter Isaacson, was ranked 384 on Amazon before the news broke yesterday. By late today, the book was at number 1. Apple shares today closed down 0.25%. Back in 1998, Businessweek quoted a former Apple CFO saying Jobs had done a great job, but, quote, the $64,000 question is, will Apple ever resume growth? More about the Jobs biography and the Pulse on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.